He breathed in, but he failed to pay out. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Scott Adams is in trouble. Scott is a pack-a-day smoker who lives in the fanatically anti-smoking city of Seattle and who thought he'd be clever and buy his cigarettes online from out-of-state tobacco dealers, which is how about a quarter of the cigarettes smoked in Washington State are sold. That's legal, provided you pay Washington State's $20 per carton cigarette tax, which Scott didn't do, even after the Seneca Indians who sold him the smokes turned his name over to the authorities, even though he was warned repeatedly, so that now he not only owes the tax, but a possession penalty of $10 per pack plus interest for a total of $8,000. And he thinks that's piling on. But Scott, that is your debt to society. Let me speak on behalf of society for a moment here. You see, society is keeping smoking legal. We're not turning you into outlaws like we've done to pot smokers. But in exchange, we just want a chunk of your money so we can use it for the health programs you've been ignoring and maybe roads and schools that we can't get the non-smokers to pay for. Because lifespans are now edging past 80, right? Most of you smokers will be lucky to see 60, which means the rest of us will be paying 20 years more of taxes than you will. That $8,000 represents the 20 years of taxes you would avoid by dying. Society is willing to allow you to smoke, Scott, but we want not only every penny that's coming to us, but the pennies that would have come to us had you not become a smoker and shortened your tax-paying potential. In the meantime, can we interest you in a drink? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.